This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Friday night, Scooble on the mound. Friday night, Lions playing a preseason game. Divided attention. Hendon Hooker getting the start. See what we make of this guy. And John, well, we saw him start the game. Fumble twice. Not even finished a half out. What was your takeaway?
The offense sputtered. He did not look like he had a good grasp of the offense. And this is year three. And I know he didn't get reps, physical reps, but he was in the meetings. He was taking notes. He was looking at film. He was watching defenses. And he has been able to sit in the same room. You can say whatever you want about Jared Goff. And I know he's limited in mobility. It's different than Hendon Hooker. But he is one of the smartest quarterbacks about picking up blitzes, getting the protection, getting in a play, and getting rid of the ball, knowing when you are in danger. If you can't sit in that same room and glean some of that knowledge off of him, Mark Brunell, same thing, quarterback coach. I know he is talking about, hey, you look at this defense. This is the protection. Where are you vulnerable? Simple questions.
Yeah.
And you know where you're vulnerable. And then the most simplest of all is, hey, we want you to be able to use your athletic ability. We want you to pick up first downs with your feet. But you can't pick up first downs with your feet if you don't still have the football.
Two fumbles. Turnovers. Never going to make a coach happy. Never going to win you a job. Even if we took out the fumbles, John. Third down, key situations. He had one scramble for a first, but then he had incomplete passes and checkdowns, and they didn't move the sticks. The offense was going nowhere with him in there. And that's damning because, well, this was his chance. You're getting the start. You got your scripted plays. You've got the best guys that are going to play in the game playing for you, right? Your receivers and your O-line. Because it's easy to say his first game, Hall of Fame game, he's out there with third teamers and whatever. This was your chance, buddy. They didn't feel comfortable with you at the end of last year. So they brought in Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know how anybody can feel comfortable with Hendon Hooker this year. They broke camp with two quarterbacks last season. He can't be one of the two, not right now.
No.
You want to develop him, do it on the practice squad.
And that's it. Don't waste a roster spot on him, on a third quarterback. If you end up, because when Kyle Allen came in, offense moved.
Had some juice.
They looked like it was efficient. And he wasn't perfect by any means. But it looked like he was getting him in the right play. He was directing the protections to where they needed to be. And this is with second, third, fourth string offensive linemen. He was getting the job done. Ultimately goes down there and scores a touchdown. So if you go into it with Kyle Allen as your two, you're not wasting a spot on a number three quarterback.
No.
That spot will be reserved for you on the practice squad.
What if someone claims him? Do you feel like they're going to be clamoring to steal Hendon Hooker, a 27-year-old who has shown nothing?
Okay. If somebody does claim him, is anyone losing any sleep over that? Oh, no, we don't have Hendon Hooker anymore.
Rue the day that we let Hendon Hooker go?
Yeah.
I know there are stories of young quarterbacks on their second and third team finding like
magic.
Sure. Or just getting their footing. Where the Lions are as an organization, they're chasing a Super Bowl. Their starter has to be able to come in for a series, for a quarter, for a half. In the playoffs last year, they didn't trust Hooker. Nobody has seen anything to indicate otherwise. And I'm not just talking about the preseason games. I'm talking about practices. Yep. I'm talking about every chance that you see this guy. He does not look comfortable in this offense. He's not developing. So you got to decide. You're going to carry three quarterbacks and burn a roster spot, or are you going to keep it to two as they did last year, and he's just not one of the two?
Right.
Like, let me throw out some names for you, because that's going to always be, well, how much better can you do? There's only so many options out there. John, I'm going to hit you with some names that I think are on teams with three quarterbacks or that are free agents, okay?
Okay.
Jameis Winston.
Would I rather have him than Hendon Hooker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And for a number one, playing, I think he provides you the opportunity to go out there and move the offense forward. He's done it as a starter. He's got his warts. All these guys have their warts, which is why they're being named here, right? But the other reason is, he would be unbelievably entertaining. Can you imagine the post game, even if he's not in the game, which we all hope he's not, but the post game locker room after a win, we all love the Dan Campbell, you know, the 2-minute speech that he gives. We get all fired up. We got a bunch of bleeps in there. And then all of a sudden, hey, we fade away to Jameis Winston in the locker room. Very entertaining.
So with the Giants, they've got Dart and they've got Wilson, who's going to be their starter. Are they going to carry three? If you threw him a 7th-round pick, help him out with their roster. They're going to, maybe he just gets cut and you pick him up.
They have so many needs. I just don't see them as a team that's going to carry three quarterbacks.
Right. Now, your backup can't lose you the game. Maybe there's concerns with Jameis turnovers, but I think he's an upgrade over Hendon Hooker. Let me throw another name at you. Mm-hmm. Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah. I mean, he's played
a playoff game.
Yeah. And what he did with Washington
nearly won them that playoff game.
Sure. And it got up to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that has been able to get the grasp of an offense. Now, some of it is backyard football because he runs around, he makes plays, but he doesn't cost you the game.
No. And again, the situation with the Chargers, they have Herbert, they have Lance. Is Heinicke the odd man out? There's a headline out of LA today that says he's running out of time. So there's an option. How about Drew Locke? Again, they have a young quarterback in Milrow, and their starter is Sam Darnold. Are they going to carry three? Would you rather have Locke or Hendon Hooker?
I don't know. I kind of see that as...
Same?
Same, and here's the other thing. If you're going to add a quarterback like Drew Locke, is how quickly can he get up to speed?
Okay.
Now, if you ask me him or Kyle Allen, I might probably say Kyle Allen.
Just because head start in the offense.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny Pickett. I don't pretend to know how this is going to go for the Browns. I just know that...
Does anybody pretend to know?
I just know that, hey, Shadur looked okay.
Yeah.
People are going to rave about him. They're going to have Flacco. Are they keeping Pickett as a third? Dylan Gabriel, Tyler Huntley. I mean, half the quarterbacks in the league are on their depth chart.
Yeah.
Someone's going to shake free from that group. Would you be interested in them over Hooker?
Sure. I would probably take Tyler Huntley or Kenny Pickett.
Pickett was the backup last year for the world champs.
I know Dylan Gabriel was drafted ahead of him, Shadur, but Shadur got the start. Shadur looked good.
How about Case Keenum? If they love Bajet as the backup to Caleb Williams, Keenum's long in the tooth, right? But
I would take it on experience.
Yeah, experience. He's played some big games. Carson Wentz doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, I mean...
Last year we talked about him.
Yeah. He may be the best option because you don't have to give up anything. He's got the most experience. He has had moments of success. And I just like the experience of having him. Maybe it's just the comfort blanket that it provides, but it's sure as heck a lot better than Hooker or really any of these guys.
You're looking for security blanket?
Sure.
Comfort blanket.
Give me a blankie.
Okay. Chris and Ypsilanti, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. On the backup quarterback position battle between Kyle Allen and Hendon Hooker, I think it's a lot closer than I think any of us really can see. Like, first, you know, it's not like Kyle Allen had a good game during the Hall of Fame game. He had a great game this past weekend. Hendon Hooker didn't play particularly well, but I don't know. Do you guys follow Justin Rogers' reporting and his post-game analysis?
Yeah, I follow him. I read his stuff.
Okay, well, this morning, he kind of saw the same thing I did, that if you set aside the first draft, he said, what was about the remainder of Hooker's performance Hooker completed 7 of 10 throws. He ran for 23 yards on 3 scrambles. And the decision-making was, quote, honestly, pretty good. And he details play-by-play what happened on those second and third drives. You know, that second drive, Isaac Tislaw got you slipped in a route and got held on a route. So that was an incomplete pass, but it was a good ball. The ball to Craig Reynolds hit him. He caught it. And
oh,
got
no, that was not a good throw.
It.
The throw to Craig Reynolds was asking for his guy to get killed. That was a bad throw. That was really the only deep shot he took.
I'm reading from Justin Rogers' report.
I watched it with my eyes. I mean, I just disagree with Justin.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And then,
that's
and
healthy.
Then the ball, and then the ball to Jackson Meeks on third down hit him in the hands, right? So that was the second drive. The third drive, they moved the ball in the red zone. This was the second fumble. But what happened on that second fumble?
Well, he got hit.
Yeah. I mean, the right tackle got beat like he stole something, right? And look, you want to hold on to the ball, but, like, it's not like quarterbacks are.
But you also have to have an awareness in the pocket.
Fumbling during sacks. So this is like the major point that I'm saying here, right? Is that I think we're all going to say, oh, dismiss Hendon Hooker, he's off the team.
Chris, let me just ask you this question.
There's still two more preseason games left.
Well,
and I think this competition is just closer than maybe the stat line would suggest.
So to this point, in your experience of watching Hendon Hooker and not reading about anything else, but do you think he's ever gone out there and made you believe that he is a could be a quarterback in this league?
I think in between those two fumbles, I saw Hendon Hooker run the offense, move the ball into the red zone, and get beat by things that were outside of his control. Now, the fumble is within his control. And the first drive, he clearly had the yips, right? The first drive was terrible. But the second two possessions, just watch play by play.
Chris, let me just ask you.
Like, this guy's flashing.
So, okay, he had the 23-yard scramble on a third down. There's clearly athleticism, but let's back up. The first drive, you say, is the yips. That's the scripted stuff. That's supposed to be the most turnkey stuff.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And I think that's a huge red flag.
I don't think anybody's going to defend the first drive.
But Chris, beyond that, whether you see it one way, I see it another, Rogers sees it one way, he didn't finish the half. Am I wrong to read into the fact that they didn't even let the guy finish the half? They clearly were not happy with how he was running the offense. The other guy comes in and instantly makes a couple big plays down the field and scores a touchdown. I mean, the optics of that are, hey, Hendon, we're going to give you the start, presumably the whole half, didn't do enough to deserve the ball at the end of the first half in the eyes and estimation of his coaches.
You know, I think we got to wait to see what Coach Campbell says about that at 10 o'clock this morning, right? Like, look, I don't think anybody's happy with two fumbles. One, the first one being a terrible decision, and the second one just, you know, you got to squeeze the ball with two hands when you get popped in the chest, right? But Chris,
Dan Campbell's a straight shooter. I'm not going to accuse the guy of spin zone, but I don't think he's going to come out and bash his quarterback today when he speaks. His decision was to pull him out of the game. Right? I mean, we all watched
it. I wouldn't be surprised to hear him say, you know, hey, Hendon Hooker knows he has to play better.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't good enough.
I mean, Hendon Hooker graded himself a 0 out of 10 in his first game and then came out and had two fumbles and got pulled in the first half in his second game.
And then it was replaced. They went, what, 5 plays, 80 yards for a touchdown?
Exactly. Texter says, I can't wait to hear Gator's excuses. Oh, he's the big Hooker defender. Mm. Says, you guys have to call Gator out and crosstalk.
Hey, we all have to concede sometimes.
Just give a little ground on it, right? I mean,
I've given up on Kyle Trask. I thought he'd be a good pro. John, you had your Trey Lance moment.
Yep.
Ticket Texter says Hooker did pretty good. Signed Tommy Canely. Biggest story from the game was TJ.
He's gonna shave every time he turns the ball over.
Oh God. Biggest story from the game was TJ and Jason Benetti fitting in that tiny booth they were broadcasting from.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't they joke it was like take your kid to work day because TJ was towering over Jason?
Yeah. I mean, take a box for Benetti to sit on or stand on or, you know, get him at least close. We all know that TJ's a lot bigger than Jason Benetti, but at least put him in the same screen.
That does get us into some other observations, too. I know we got calls on hold. People want to weigh in on Hendon Hooker. Get to the preseason as well. It's 97.1.
Hey, Planet Fitness, we've been talking about them for a while now, and the reason I work out is so that I can play with my kids and have fun, whether it's baseball, softball, basketball, tennis with Lucy. And I also want to make sure that I'm taking care of myself now so that when they have kids, my grandkids, I get a chance to play with them as well. And we all have different reasons for working out. I shared mine. What's yours? At Planet Fitness, right now, they've got a deal going on. It's the summer sale, and it's the one you've been waiting for. It's the classic membership for just a dollar down. It's now through the 13th. A dollar down gets you in the door, and it's $15 a month. Hurry up because it's for a limited time only. If you want a little bit more, they got the Black Card membership with all Black Card amenities. And it's if you go to the Black Card, it is unlimited guest privileges, and you have access to every single Planet Fitness, not just in Metro Detroit or the state of Michigan, but across the country. So if you travel, there's always a Planet Fitness there, and you can find your way to work out. Find your nearest club and join today. You can do it in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dan Miller's call. Two fumbles for Hendon Hooker. Didn't finish the half. Hasn't looked the part in either preseason game. They didn't trust him last year in the playoffs. You want to develop him? Fine. Do it on the practice squad. But he can't be the backup on a team chasing a Super Bowl, right? We reached that conclusion. 248-539-9797. We had a caller defending him and responding to the caller. Texter says, is that what we're doing now? Running the delusional stage of thinking Hendon Hooker can still be a useful player? It's like fans refusing to accept Elvis or Tupac died. They're still out there.
Wait, John. They did?
What's Tupac up to? Is he in Cuba now? Is that the rumor?
They're hanging out with Jimmy.
Hoffa. Terrible call about Hooker. He's shown nothing since he's been here. Texter says, this is a Super Bowl contender. You can't take a chance with Hooker, who's proven he doesn't belong to back up Goff. We threw out a bunch of names. People are saying Carson Wentz.
Well, that's the easiest one because you don't have to give up any capital for him. You're going to have to pay more.
You also can wait and see who Cleveland cuts or if the Giants carry three quarterbacks. Like, there's no shortage of teams. They're not all going to carry three. The downside to that is that guy's going to come in a step behind.
No, and chances are if you put Hendon Hooker, if you release him and then you put him back on the practice squad, I don't think there's...
People aren't clamoring for him.
No, I don't think you're going to lose him. So you can still develop him as a guy if you want to. I mean, the other issue, we talked about this when he was drafted. He was an older rookie. He's 25. Yeah. Now he's 27. He is 1 year younger than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, the maturity thing. There's just been none of that growth either. It's like almost like...
Well, I don't think he's immature.
No, I'm saying...
No, but just as a football player.
As a, yeah,
yes,
not talking about
I know
personally.
What you mean. I know what you meant.
I sit here and you look at this, and I'm starting to just think, why isn't Carson Wentz on this team? Why isn't Carson Wentz on this team already?
He's good enough to be the backup for Mahomes last year.
Yeah, well, the rumors of a flakiness about him and kind of a weird teammate, that didn't hurt anything there.
Okay, how about Jameis, who was with Campbell in 2020 in New Orleans? Or Kenny Pickett, who was the backup for the Super Bowl champs last year? Is Kenny Pickett, I mean, if Shadur's the developmental guy and Flacco's the starter, is he the odd man out in Cleveland? Or Tyler Huntley, who made a Pro Bowl, all jokes aside. Taylor Heineke, who appeared in... and started a playoff game for Washington and nearly beat Brady and the Bucks.
So, there's a few simple reasons, I think, why we don't have Za'Darius in camp. And we talked about it with Brad Holmes. I just think he simply wants to get a couple of preseason games, a couple of weeks through preseason, so that he doesn't have to have the heat, all of the practices, doesn't have to worry about playing in those preseason games. He'll be just fine. I think he is signed either later this week or the beginning of next week. For Carson Wentz, I think he is simply waiting to see, is there a quarterback that goes down? Is there somebody that gets hurt and everybody and whoever is in that organization hits the panic button and says, we need a vet?
Can you read the ticket text that I put a very big circle next to?
Do I have to pre-read it?
No, it's clean for the air. I just want your candid reaction after you read it.
Do you think Hendon Hooker is throwing this on purpose so he can get moved to a team where he gets a better chance?
Some people. Everything's not a conspiracy.
The lengths that people will go. It couldn't be that he's just not good. No, it has to be that he's conspiring to leave the organization by playing poorly.
He was Andre Ware all over again in college. He got into an offense that was kind of caught people off guard. His receivers were very good college receivers, too. I don't know what people saw.
Just addressing this text, I think we referenced this last week. If you're playing in these preseason games, yes, you are competing for a roster spot for the Detroit Lions. If you don't find a roster spot here, you are competing for the attention of 31 other teams. Do you think it is good to fumble the ball twice and play the way that Hendon Hooker does? No, he is not throwing it so that he gets a better chance somewhere else. That might be the dumbest ticket text we've gotten.
I think the whole Tigers bullpen's doing the same thing.
Stop it. Rob in Detroit, real quick.
You didn't want these back, did you? Oh, no, we're on hold.
Well, I'm actually really disappointed because it says Hendon Hooker didn't get a fair chance.
Yeah, well, he's not going to get any more chance. We gave Rob a fair chance, and he didn't.
I think we should throw this show to news.
What would be give? What does that even mean? They're not giving him a fair shake. Anyway, Heather with the news.
Yeah, so Jacksonville Jaguars kicker Cam Little made this awesome, massive 70-yard field goal in the preseason game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Saturday night. But it was unfortunate that it had to happen when it happened because it would have broken the NFL record.
Oh, sure.
Right? So former Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker holds the official NFL record for the longest ever field goal at 66 yards. That was in 2021 against the Lions. Yeah. Yes.
Think about that. 70-yarder. You get the midfield. Mm-hmm. Money.
Yeah. And, I mean, we all remember it hitting the crossbar, going over. Gov was there.
Yeah. His kid was there, scarred for life.
Yes.
Yes. The Michigan DNR and the Belle Isle Conservatory are calling on locals and visitors, too, to voice their opinions on the future of the park. The public survey, there's one open, remains open, active through Labor Day, and it invites the community to go online and weigh in on 11 proposed improvement projects. Oh. And of course, each of these aim to enhance the experience of Belle Isle. And there's a bunch of them. There's 11, right? I'm not going to go through all of them, but it includes expanding the beach, restoring the boathouse, creating a cafe is another one, creating more trails, things like that.
Belle Isle can be so much more than it is. A lot of these ideas make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like John, when's the last time cafe.
When's the last time you're having
some food out there? It's been probably since I was in high school. We used to play baseball tournaments out there.
Well, they could make it so much more of a draw, and there's a million ways to do it. Yeah. You expand the pier, more fishing, fishery stuff. You could do food, restaurants, beachfront, all of it.
Well, hopefully some changes are obviously coming for the future. Hey, beer lovers, rejoice. Today is the day. Yuengling is now available on tap at Michigan bars and restaurants. So the bars and restaurants will be able to serve three variations of the beer, the lager, the black and tan, and the flight, which is a lighter beer, all starting today. Highly anticipated across the state. So several bars are going to have basically celebrations. There's going to be live music, giveaways, beer specials. One beer distributor says that this launch is the most exciting beer launch in Michigan history. So
I know people are pumped for it.
Apparently
Yeah, there's a lot of people that love Yuengling.
Yes. So we spent a lot of time last week on unattractive hobbies.
Oh, yes, we
right?
did.
A lot of that. There were comic books, I think, was at the top of the survey you found, John.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dungeons and Dragons, anime, crypto, gambling,
cosplay,
things like that.
Dressing up.
Yes. Well, now there's a study that has found the most attractive hobbies that a man can have, according to women. So out of 74 hobbies, reading, most attractive.
Okay. Does audiobooks fall into reading?
Well, I think we did have. I think we did have that once on a
cookie jar.
Cookie
maybe?
Jar.
I think, it counts.
And it was divided. It counts. I think it should count.
You're consuming the material.
Yes.
Your imagination.
Still sexy to have an audiobook.
Yeah, because it's I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I you're still consuming the
knowledge,
the words written.
Yeah.
By somebody else, not reading it yourself.
Yes.
I believe it's called a podcast.
Now, a podcast is very different to me than an audiobook.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're the same at all.
Yeah, I would argue that fact.
Yeah.
Coming in
number two, learning foreign languages. Number three, playing an instrument. Four, cooking, and five, woodworking.
Oh,
all very creative skills. Yeah. Painting, writing, photography came out pretty well too.
All right. Yeah. Woodworking.
I can agree with the. Those. I would probably not have put reading at my number one. I probably would have put the musical talents at one. Yeah, if you can play an instrument.
Serenaded?
Yeah.
Woodworking was really high, but wood polishing was actually on the unattractive hobbies list.
Well done, Greg. Heather with the news. Hey, Bob's back. If he wants to talk Hendon Hooker, we'll give him a shot at redemption. Give him a fair chance. We'll do that next, 97.1. All right, guys, been talking about Lions football. It's time to roar louder than ever. The 2025 season is kicking off, and the ultimate way to celebrate it is with 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila, the official tequila of the Detroit Lions. From pregame tailgates to postgame celebrations, 1800 Tequila brings smooth, bold flavor to every moment. Sip it in a sideline margarita or enjoy it straight. Either way, you're raising a glass to a championship season. Make 1800 Tequila part of your game day lineup all season long. Victory never tasted so good. 1800 Tequila, official tequila of the Detroit Lions. Please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What's your assessment of Hendon Hooker? 248-539-9797. He got the start. He got the scripted plays. He got to play with the second team instead of the third team, and he didn't finish the half. See, I think that's the red flag. Coaching staff said, hey, we've seen enough. And as soon as he leaves the game, Kyle Allen comes in.
Five plays, 80 yards, boom, 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 in the end zone.
Hendon Hooker, famously, they didn't trust last year at the end of the season, brought in Teddy Bridgewater. See, and what? Is that not fair?
No, that's fair. Yeah, it's what happened.
My point is, has he done more to earn trust since that moment?
No.
And the answer is no. And look, on third down, he had the one scramble, but he also had the fumble, one of two.
Yeah.
And he threw short of the sticks and incompleted the sticks on these key third downs. He didn't move the ball. He's not looking the part. And it's not just the two preseason games. It's also what we've seen in practice. And in talking to the guys who have watched every practice, what they're seeing in practice, he's not picking it up. And I'm not even mad at the pick. Goff hadn't been extended yet. You were rolling the dice. It's a third rounder with a quick release and some mobility. See if you can coach him up. And if they still want to develop him, do it on the practice squad. I can't imagine the league's going to be clamoring to add 27-year-old, late-blooming Hendon Hooker.
No, I don't think so either. And so it just still offers you the opportunity to develop him, and you could see how he does next year.
Right, and we've thrown out names today of like, okay, well, how are you going to do any better? Look, they're trying to win a Super Bowl. They don't have a guy right now they trust to plug in a pinch.
Right.
And again, that's all it is. Anything more than a pinch is not going to get it done. But in a pinch, I'd rather have Carson Wentz. I'd rather have Jameis Winston. I'd rather have
Kenny Pickett, Taylor Heineke.
Sure.
Would you have? I don't know. I answered it as I'd rather have Kyle Trask. What did you say to Kyle Trask?
I think they're in the same kind of category. I know Trask. Did he play well in the preseason yesterday or this weekend?
Yeah, he did decent. He had like a 98 rating. I don't know. Look, I thought the guy was going to be a pretty good pro. I thought he was a nice sleeper. He went toe to toe with Joe Burrow in college that year, and he just doesn't have it. He would have gotten the opportunity by now.
Yeah, I think a tie goes to the current guy. If it's not a unanimous, like this guy is a more stable, proven dude, I'll keep the guy who's at least in the offense. But I don't trust him to be the number two, and I don't know that any Lions fan does. Well, I shouldn't say that. We had a couple guys call in and defend Hendon Hooker.
Well, we got another one that wants to defend him as well.
Rob in Detroit, good morning.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me?
We got
yes,
you loud
we got
and clear.
You. Yep.
Oh, okay, bet. So this is what my problem I have is that you guys drafted this man injured with great potential. And I feel that after he got his body together, like last year, having the opportunity to go out here and try to earn a spot, never got an opportunity. Now, you got games that they didn't play last year where they didn't won, score 50 points. And not one time did they try to put this man in there to get him some experience. Everybody that y'all done brought up as a third pick, I mean, a third string quarterback, all of them had experience. All of them had opportunities. This man has not had a true opportunity to have an opportunity to get in there and show what he can do fully. I don't think that he did. I think that Dan Campbell is not a, when it comes to, like, the manager for the Tigers. Everybody counts. The Pistons, everybody counts. He only put people in when he think when it's time to put people in next man up, but without the reps. So, like, what's his name? Number 29, the quarterback, getting burnt every time he get in there. Is he in there in practice during the regular season and practice like the rest of the quarterbacks, and he getting burnt because he didn't get the time in there to do what he need to do? So we ridicule people who don't even have the opportunity to get in there and do what they can.
Well, Rob, he had a chance to get in there on Friday. He had a chance to get in there with preseason last year. He's had some chances. He hasn't done enough. I mean, why is that not just the honest assessment? He hasn't done enough.
Yeah, but you got to realize you got everybody, just like you guys, is on here, and every chance you get, you talk about this, bring in other people. He's a human being. So how do you know he's not listening to some of this stuff? How y'all know that this don't mess with his psyche when you got people on these radio stations downgrade him in Detroit?
Rob, well, our job is not to be his therapist.
No. And I would hope that he would have thick enough skin, first of all, probably not to listen to sports talk radio in the city, especially after the two performances that he's put out there. I don't think he's turning the radio on and maybe not even reading the papers. But if you can't handle that, how are you going to handle it when people boo you in another stadium and say, oh, they're just so mean?
Jim, I would not pay you $150 to listen to you talk for an hour.
Okay, thank you for that, Greg. You don't think I'd be a good therapist?
What's
specifically
going on
to struggling
here?
Quarterbacks?
What's the deal defending? Like,
this has been a chorus since we started the hour.
I'll say this. Bob's one decent point was I do think there were opportunities in blowouts last year to get him in a little earlier.
Okay.
But, you know, that's the Stoney in me also being afraid of injuries. And,
right.
You know, but look, those Jacksonville and Tennessee games, that could have happened so quick.
Yeah. I remember we talked about it. Does golf need to be in the game? But
we would have saw what we saw the other night.
I was going to say that's the key is this idea. Well, if you just give him the first string offense and all the weapons and the offensive line, it's going to transform him into what? Randall Cunningham?
See, this is when you blindly just say, let Brad cook, you know, and you can never criticize one thing that he does, this is what you end up with.
But
it's like these people are like brainwashed almost.
Into thinking like, well, the player still has to be good. It's just the circumstances.
Brad drafted him.
But here's the thing. Brad drafted Broderick Martin. And I'm not killing Brad Holmes for it. Like, he's going to miss every draft.
Yeah.
He's going to whiff every single draft he's here on somebody. That's just the odds, man. Like, they're not all going to be Brian Branch. They're not all going to be St. Brown and Kirby Joseph.
Yeah.
They took a third-round quarterback coming off an injury, rolling the dice because their franchise quarterback had not been extended yet. Who knows? If it works out, it's great. It was an insurance policy. Now you realize you read the fine print, the coverage is no good. You don't want this insurance policy, so get a new one.
Right, because there are other options.
Yes, shop around.
If there weren't other options, then you would just sit here and go, well, we've got to look at the glasses half full, and maybe he'll get better. The problem is what I saw on Friday night was no better than what we saw last year. Now, if the only way you could say he wasn't given a chance is if he was always going in there in the fourth quarter with guys that are not going to be on this team. He's throwing it to Isaac Tesla. He's going to be on this team. He's got Craig Reynolds in the backfield. He's going to be on this team.
Yep.
He had offensive linemen playing in front of him
Tate Rallage.
Will be on this team.
Yep.
He was given every opportunity to go out there and be better than he was in the Hall of Fame game, and he didn't do it.
Ticket Texas says show up and show out, or you don't get to be on the 53-man roster. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Rob sounded like Hendon Hooker's dad, LOL. Texter says you pay a hooker to leave.
Jeez.
Okay, so there is a healthy balance, but some of the calls and texts have been sticking up for Hendon Hooker, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean,
it to work. It just isn't.
Yeah, I mean, and it's we're not taking a shot at him as an individual.
No.
Seems like a great guy. We're taking a shot at him as a bona fide NFL quarterback.
Tech says the Browns have 5 QBs. I'd take any of them over Hendon Hooker. Do you think there's going to be people today going, we should have drafted Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, I'm sure that somebody will. But no, it's... I wouldn't take everybody off of that roster, right? I don't think I would take
Dylan Gabriel. No.
Tyler Huntley, he was the backup in Baltimore for a lot of years. I probably would take him over Hendon Hooker just due on experience.
Would you take Shadour over Hendon Hooker?
Sure. I think there's a better upside for Shadour than there is for Hendon Hooker at this point. He's younger.
And that's why I think someone would justifiably say we should have just drafted Shadour.
And he looked better in his – now, it's only one game. He looked better in his debut in the preseason than Hendon Hooker has at any point in his opportunities to play in the preseason.
Now, I could see someone saying, I didn't want Shadour because I didn't want him to come here and have Deion be campaigning every week.
But I don't think Deion's going to do that.
I mean, I get that, and let's not overreact to one. He looked pretty good.
Right, it was one game. Right.
He also had some mistakes.
He looked better
too
than Hooker ever looked.
I know.
That's what I just said.
Would
I take Shadour over Hendon Hooker? Yes.
Yeah, if it was a trade one for one right now, I'd take the guy who's just getting started as opposed to a guy who's had multiple cracks at it and hasn't broken through. And by the way, Shadour's younger.
Yeah. By what, 4 years?
And isn't starting his career off an injury. I mean, it's not Hendon Hooker's fault, but he was injured. It did play a role here. 248-539-9797. Some phone calls to get to. John's assessment in the trenches of both Tyleik Williams and Tate Ratledge. We'll do that next, 97.1.
On Tuesday, August the 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day. Mark your calendars now. Again, that's August the 26th for FanDuel Futures Day. It's a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So let's talk about some of our future predictions. Could be a flyer that you want to take on the MVP race. I'll give you one right now. This is probably going to be good value. Jaden Daniels, after his rookie season that he had, 10 bucks will win you just about 100 bucks. Crown, your champion right now. Picked out who's going to be that Super Bowl winner. Bills, pretty good value right now coming out of the AFC, plus 700. Lions, plus 1,100. Or you could parlay your division winner dark horses. Let's take the NFC. And if you put down 10 on this combination, Washington, Detroit, Tampa, and Arizona, it's going to get you just about 700 bucks. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your future bets now because Futures Day is one day and one day only. That's FanDuel. Play your game. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good morning, 97.1. Happy Monday. Sun is out. It's going to be a hot one. Carson Anderson will be live at Lions training camp today. And by the way, Jared Goff is supposed to join them on the show when the Lions get done with their practice today. Guy said 12:30, 12:45, see how it goes. But Lions quarterback Jared Goff on the station today before 1 o'clock. John, I do want your in-the-trenches breakdown of Ratledge and of Tyleik Williams. Can we get one more Hendon Hooker phone call in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Jay in White Lake, you're on 97.1.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Good.
What's up?
So I agree with you guys. I don't understand why we're not shuttering this whole Hendon Hooker experiment. It blows my mind. The last caller, I was just like, oh, my God, this is insane, talking about his feelings and all that. This guy can't see the field. Period. He can't. He's had multiple opportunities. Every time the pocket collapses, even starts to collapse around him, he runs because he can't see the field. The best quarterbacks in the league, when that happens, everything slows down and they see it all. I don't have anything against the guy personally, but I just don't understand why everybody, you know, last year people were ready to shred Goff at any second and pick him apart. Yet somehow everybody thinks that with Hendon Hooker, it's like some Disney movie that this poor quarterback's going to fight the odds and come out on top. It's not going to happen. Dump them. They got a parking lot full of quarterbacks in Cleveland. Call them up. I'd take Kenny Pickett, even with his hamstring injury. Yep. I'd take him in a heartbeat. Because let's say Goff busts his hand up, goes out 5 games. Maybe with Kenny Pickett, we get a 3-2 or a 2-3.
Stay afloat.
We're not going to get anything out of Hendon Hooker.
No, you know? Jay, you're right.
I don't understand.
You're
I don't
right.
get it.
You're right. I don't know if it's that people had this idea in their head when they drafted him of what he was going to be, and they still feel like he will be. He's not. He hasn't been. We have to go on what we've seen. And some of this is he came out of Tennessee, and they were doing split field reads. He wasn't reading the whole field. It just has he hasn't taken to it.
I think that's a really good point. Like, if any of these guys come in, I think if Hendon Hooker goes in for a five-game stretch, at any point during the season, whether it's the tough part of the beginning or it's the easier part at the end.
What do you think the record is?
0-5.
Let's say 1-4, maybe.
Maybe. All right.
It's because they run the football.
Right.
Right. I mean, but if one of these other quarterbacks comes in, if Carson Wentz goes in or Kenny Pickett or Jameis Winston, what do you think you get out of that? Is it 3-2?
I mean, even if it's only 2-3, it's two more wins.
Right. You keep your head afloat.
Yeah.
He's a case study of beware of getting caught up in a college offense that looks appealing, hype, sexy, catches the world by fire. Well, you know, this is the same thing that this is like people thinking Pat White could play in the NFL.
I'm not even mad they drafted him. Just admit the mistake.
I'm mad they still drafted him.
I know you are, but just admit the mistake. Can't go in with him as the number two.
Yeah, and address this issue while you have options out there. You know, there's somebody sitting on the market that could come in here and split a four-game golf, you know, injury.
Yeah.
Go get Carson Wentz. Is he perfect? No, but why aren't you upgrading? You've got the money to do it.
Wentz,
he's probably holding out for now, looking for a better situation where he could start. But
or more money.
I mean, right now, Kyle Allen's a three.
Yeah. John, what did you make of the rookies who played? We discussed Friday, would they play? They did. Ratlidge and Tyleik Williams.
So both of them I thought did just fine. Tate Ratlidge, I liked his approach at the line of scrimmage. I thought, you know, hat and hands, all of those things were good. In pass protection, I liked his balance. There's still some awareness. This is why I thought it was very important for them to be out there. Awareness on, I think it was the first drop back pass. It was kind of a little bit of a rollout by Hendon Hooker, and Tate Ratlidge being the right guard was on the front side. I thought that there was a miscommunication or at least a lack of communication on who had the linebacker, who had the down guys, and his footwork. Like, he almost helped the center, almost helped the tackle, but didn't really help anybody. And so he got kind of caught in no man's land. But you only feel that or see that if you're in that situation. I don't expect that to happen again. Tyleik Williams, on the other hand, first of all, I thought he looked sloppy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.